Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3495. And today's date is November 8th, 2024. And the title of the episode is FBI Panics, Text Message Sent to Start Race War. As darkness falls, so do our enemies. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, their time is coming to an end. There is already calls out there to end the Fed. And I do believe this is the push that we are going to see. Because once again, if you don't get rid of the private West Central Bank system, everything that you're going to change, everything that you're going to do is not going to work. Why? Because as soon as Trump leaves, as soon as they bring in their next candidate, everything's just going to start all over again. Because you have a printing press. And if you have a private central bank where the government can continually borrow and borrow and borrow, it's going to breed corruption. It's going to bring us back to exactly where we are today. So I do believe what Trump and the Patriots are doing right now, they are now prepping the entire country so we can remove the Fed. Now, we just can't remove it and say, hey, let's just go on with our lives, because Other things have to happen. We need something in place so we can fund the government. We need something in place so we can actually operate the entire United States. And I do believe this is why Trump started off with saying, listen, we can place tariffs on other countries. We can sell the oil to other countries. And by the way, the EU, which we'll be discussing in just a sec, they decided, you know something, we're not going to purchase the oil from Russia anymore. We're going to purchase from the United States. So it has already begun. And think about it. As we continually drill and as the price of oil gets cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, other countries are going to say, you know something, I would like to buy some oil from you. I would like to buy some oil from you. And this is going to happen all across the globe, which is going to bring a lot of currency back to this country. Plus, fuel prices in this country are going to be very, very low. Add that on top of tariffs. Trump can fund a smaller government. And this is why Elon is stepping in to remove probably 80 to 90% of the government, because we don't need the system the central bankers, the deep state players have created. Most of the people in government probably do nothing. I mean, look at what Elon did with Twitter. He had all these people and he got rid of most of them, and Twitter still operates. And I do believe the same thing is going to happen to the United States government. And yes, there's going to be a lot of people out there saying, oh, what do I do now? But think about all the jobs that are going to be created in the private sector. And these people that are going to lose their jobs in government, they will then move into the private sector and they will contribute to this country in producing goods and services. So I do believe that, yes, these people will find jobs. Because remember, if we're bringing back, which I do believe we are, manufacturing, if we're bringing back corporations, there's going to be quite a number of jobs that are going to be open. And the people of this country, well, they can fill those jobs. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots are planning to do. But we have to get there first and think about everything the deep state, the central bank has been doing to this country. They've been destroying their old system because they're trying to bring us into a new system. And I do believe Trump has played them. I do believe that they are destroying their old system. And Trump is actually not going to allow them to bring us to their new system. Instead, we are going to create a new system, a new economic system in this country. And Trump is already calling it the golden age. And I do believe that's exactly where we're headed right now. We're headed towards the golden age. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about the Fed and Elon Musk cutting positions in the United States government. But first, look at the economy right now. The economy is imploding on itself. Yes, the market's going up. Yes, Trump was elected. Corporations are excited. People are excited. Retail investors are excited. And the market's moving up. But again, we've seen this in the past. Yes, it's moved up quite a bit compared to other presidents, and we know why. But this is going to start to die off as we move into 2025. And we're going to start to see the market start to fall apart, because what the deep state and the central bank started to push, it just can't stop on a dime. It's almost like if you're turning a ship and you're turning the ship, you just can't say, okay, stop, and it just stops in the water. It just keeps going and going and going. The same thing with the economy right now. They already pushed it over the edge, and now it's heading down the mountain, and it's going to implode on itself. But I do believe with everything that Trump and the Patriots are putting together, I do believe he can actually make a soft landing where people aren't hurt that bad. I'm not saying everyone's not going to be hurt. There will be certain people that are hurt. But I do believe he'll be able to turn this around very, very quickly. And you look at the corporations in this country, you can see they're having a major, major problem. Hershey right now, they cut their full year sales outlook because they're saying that Americans are dialing back on their snack consumption right now. And that's true, because people are now only doing things that they need to do. Do they need chocolate? Do they need candy? No, those are the things they don't need. Do they need to go to the movies? No. So the consumers right now, they're just spending their currency on the things that they need. And this is why you're going to see a lot of businesses, they're going to be struggling through all of this. And we can see that there are a lot of businesses struggling. I do believe that you're going to see more layoffs coming probably in 2025. But again, you have to remember the central bank, they have put everything into motion. They're destroying their old system. Trump and the Patriots aren't interfering with the enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. But I do believe we're going to see a complete turnaround of the economic system. I'm not saying it's going to turn around one day and everything's going to be great, but I do believe that you'll see improvements every step of the way. once Trump gets into the White House, once he starts putting everything into place, and I do believe he's already started where he has his transition team in Mar-a-Lago, I do believe they've already started to make plans and they're already planning on what is coming. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that during Biden's time in the White House, he did not refill the oil reserves. He used a lot of the oil and he never refilled it. So the SPR contained about 630 million barrels of crude oil when Biden took office. So Trump, he filled it up, got it up to 630 million barrels. As Joe Biden is leaving the White House now, it is now down to 288 million barrels. Remember, he used it to offset the fuel prices and left us completely and utterly exposed. But like we said in the very, very beginning, we can see that the European Union right now, they announced they will now be buying oil from America, not Russia. I wonder what changed. Remember, Trump, he spoke to the German government, spoke to the EU and told them, listen, why are you buying oil from Russia? This makes no sense whatsoever, because if there's a war, if something happens, they'll just cut you off. So why would you do this? It makes no sense whatsoever. And now look, now all of a sudden, as Trump is coming into the White House, all of a sudden, they are now shifting course and they're now going to purchase oil from the United States, which means currency is now going to be coming back to the United States. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know everything that Trump and the Patriots are putting together, their plan to make this country great again, to bring us into the golden age. We can't have the government the way it is today. Over the many, many years, especially starting in the 70s, when we came off the gold standard, the central bank was printing like crazy. The corrupt politicians were borrowing like crazy, adding on to the debt. Now we're at $35, $36 trillion worth of debt, and they have expanded the government to a place where it's absolutely ridiculous. Our founding fathers never actually wanted this. And at this point, we can see that Elon, he has a very big task in front of him because he needs to remove a lot of positions. Actually, if you look out at Argentina, President Milei, he did exactly that. He came in and took care of the bloat. He cut the government almost in half when he first came in. And it looks like we're going to have to do the same thing or even take it a step further. Donald J. Trump News put this out and said, would you be okay with Donald Trump firing 85% of the federal government? Mike Lee responded and said, make it 90% and then we'll talk. Elon just put two flames up. This is fire. And I do believe he's going to be reducing the government probably between 70 and 80% because, again, when you remove all the regulations, when we remove everything, you don't need all these people doing all this paperwork. Nobody is needed then. And actually, Elon even proved it in Twitter because he got rid of a lot of people. And Twitter was able to function with absolutely no problem. And I think as we move forward, the Patriots are going to make a move to get rid of the private central bank. And I do believe this is why a reporter asked, you know, if Trump decides to fire you, are you going to step down? He said, no, there's no law or anything, but there is a law. If you read the law, Trump can remove the chair because of cause. Now, it doesn't mean that Trump is going to do this, but he does have the ability to do it. And I think he might have mentioned that he might be replacing Fed Chair Jerome Powell. And what's very interesting is Mike Lee said, the executive branch should be under the direction of the president. That's how the Constitution was designed. The Federal Reserve is one of many examples of how we've deviated from the Constitution in that regard. Yet another reason why we should end the Fed. Absolutely right. Because what they have done here, and if you look at the Constitution, we were supposed to create our own currency. We weren't supposed to, you know, set up a private corporation, set up a private corporation that creates the currency out of thin air and then loans it to the people with interest. And they're separate and apart from the U.S. government. It's a private corporation. It was never supposed to be this way. And it was set up this way because they knew in the end they wanted control. They wanted control over this country. They wanted control of all the other countries. They wanted control over the entire world. And when you're separate and apart from the government and you're a private corporation, you don't have to abide by the rules. And basically, who do you report to? Congress? But when you corrupt Congress, they're never going to do anything because all you have to do is pay them off and then bring in other people that don't have morals, who don't follow the rule of law, and you pay them off, and what are they going to do? They're going to block everything. I mean, just look at Ron Paul when he was trying to audit the Fed. He wanted to see what they were doing, but Congress didn't go along with it. Congress has to do that. They didn't go along with it. I wonder if this time it's going to be very, very different, because if the Patriots have the House and the Patriots have the Senate and we have President Trump, we know if there's a bill that says, hey, it's time to audit, it's time to look into the Fed, it's time to restructure the Fed, I don't think there's going to be a problem whatsoever. I think this can be done very, very easily. And it looks like Trump and the Patriots have set this up so this could be done very, very easily. And we could see this is exactly what's about to happen. And actually, Elon responded to this and said 100%. So Elon is even on board with this. And remember, Elon is going to be working where he's cutting the positions in government. I do believe he'll be involved in removing the private West Central Bank and actually restructuring it into the Treasury, giving the power back to the people. And I do believe that we need to get rid of the 16th Amendment. I think we need 2/3 of the states to vote on this. And I don't know who would be against it, where it says Congress should have the ability to, you know, tax the people. I think people will be all for this. Hey, let's vote to remove the 16th Amendment where Congress doesn't have the ability to tax the people. Our founding fathers didn't want this. If they did, they would have put it in the original Constitution. They knew about taxes. They knew about the central banks. They knew all about this. So I do believe this most likely will be reversed, and it'll be very, very easy to reverse this. And in the end, what are we going to see? We will have no taxes whatsoever, because once you get rid of the private central bank system, there's no borrowing, there's no interest, and now we're on a sound money system, which means tariffs, the sale of oil, that could pay for the small government. We don't need all these programs that we have today. Plus, when you start getting rid of the private central bank system, think about how much control the federal government has, because remember, they like to centralize everything, the Department of Education and everything else. All that goes away. So now the states and the towns, they will not be beholden to the federal government. So the federal government won't dictate, listen, if you want the money, you must do what we say. Now the states are going to have to listen to the people in their state and say, no, this is what we want, because now we're the ones who are paying for this. And if you don't do what we want, you're not going to get the money, and we're going to throw you out, and we're going to replace you. So I think everything is about to change. And yes, the economy is going to be absolutely incredible. We're going to enter a golden age. And this is why Trump, he put out on Truth, get ready for the golden age. And yes, I do believe we're going to see new technology. I think our infrastructure in this country is going to be revamped. I think we're going to see cities being built up instead of destroyed. And I do believe air travel, travel by train, automobiles, I do believe we're going to see something that we've never seen before. And this country is going to become very, very wealthy. Now, this is something the central bankers never, ever wanted anyone to see, because once you see it, you're never, ever going to want to go back. And people are going to start to question, why was it the way it was? Why were we struggling this entire time? Because now, in this golden age, our currency maintains its value. The currency goes much further, and you're able to live an incredible life. And I do believe once this is done, just like in the past, the third central bank will cease to exist. Now, this doesn't mean down the line, 50, 70, 80, 90, 100 years later, they won't try to come back, because remember, they never, ever just go away. They're still there. They're still hiding in the shadows someplace. Eventually, they will try to slither back. But what we have to do is we have to teach our children, and their children have to teach their children, of what the central bank is. And going back in time before 1913, the history books used to talk about the private central bank system. But what happened was they started to remove it. They started to re-educate the children. And people didn't know about the central bank anymore. And I do believe this time around, we're going to need to make sure that this doesn't happen. And I do believe this time around, the people, they'll keep this up as long as they possibly can. But I know eventually 200, 220 years, we're going to fall right back to where we were. And the people are going to have to fight for their freedom once again. Our founding fathers have told us this. And this is an ongoing struggle because the deep state players, these people, they will never, ever just go away. They'll always be there somewhere lurking in the background. But at this point in time, we're in control. At this point in time, we're going to be in control of the economic system, and we're going to see something that people have never seen before. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story, as usual. It's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that they are now planning something. Now, when you really look at it, it's either that the deep state players are so weak now that they can't do anything, or they're waiting for the right moment. And with certain evidence and certain information coming out, it seems like they're waiting for the right moment. Number one, they just released the indictment against a couple of people where Iran was trying to hire them to actually assassinate Trump. They have those individuals in custody, except for one. That individual is still somewhere in the United States. So the reason why they put this out there, they're letting us know that Iran might try to assassinate Trump. And of course, if that happens, what did Biden say going back in time? If you try to assassinate Trump, that is war. Well, that is their plan in the end to bring us to World War III. So they're already setting that up. Plus, the FBI is now reporting that there are racist or hate text messages going around to black people in all different areas, which means they're trying to start some type of race war. So we have an assassin that is roaming free. We have text messages that the FBI is reporting that's going to all these black people. Of course, I don't know how they know exactly who's black and who's white on a phone. But again, they're receiving them. So most likely it's the FBI. Most likely through all their data analysis, they probably know everyone's race and they know who to direct these texts at. And you can see that they're trying to push something. And most likely they're trying to push this before the certification process. And again, you could see they're going to do whatever they possibly can to stop Trump from taking office. And remember, just yesterday, we had General Flynn letting everyone know that they might try to assassinate Trump. There's only one reason the DOJ would come out with this indictment right at this point in time and let everyone know that this other person's roaming free in this country, is to basically start the narrative of what is going to happen. Now, even if this person tries to take a shot at Trump, now I don't believe it's going to succeed. I do believe his security is much, much tighter now. But even if this individual tries to assassinate or is in the vicinity and tries to do something and then is caught, we already know, because they already built up the narrative, that Iran instructed and was paying for all of this. And with what Biden has said, that if you tried to do anything to a presidential candidate, a president-elect, this is an act of war. So right there, you could see this is where they're planning. This is where they're trying to bring us. And again, they're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to stop Trump. But again, the other thing that we know is that they're not in control anymore. The people see through this. Trump has the people. Trump has the military. And if you notice, darkness is now falling. And as darkness falls, so do our enemies. And this is their last push to try to stop Trump. Now, this doesn't mean when he gets into the White House and he's inaugurated that they won't fight back. Of course they will. But now they have the ability and the resources to try to pull something off. And they're going to try to do it. And we could see that they're trying to do this. Now, once again, as we get closer and closer to January 6th, if they do absolutely nothing, we know that they have lost all power whatsoever. But just from what is being reported now and what they're putting out there, it looks like they're going to attempt to do something. Because again, we know from Jamie Raskin, they're going to try to use the 14th Amendment to try to stop Trump from taking office. So they already tried to assassinate him twice. They're going to most likely try again. They're going to try to bring us to war. And they're going to try to push this riot, race riot, create the chaos. And you can see this is what they're moving towards right now. Now, in the end, I don't think this is going to succeed. I think this is all going to fail. I think Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know exactly what they're going to attempt to do. And I do believe all of this is going to be cleaned up very, very quickly. Because once again, once Trump gets into the White House and he initiates the Aliens Act of 1798, all of a sudden he's a wartime president. And this changes everything, because now he will be fighting them as a wartime president. I think he's also already a wartime president now, but now he has the ability, he has the clearance from the people, and I do believe he has the military, which he always had, and they will be able to round all these people up and shut everything that they're trying to do down. And in the end, all of this is not going to work. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later, but first, let's talk about Biden and Hunter Biden, because we know Hunter Biden's sentencing is coming up pretty darn soon, and it looks like Biden has no plans of pardoning his son. Now, I wonder, since Hunter turned in the laptop, like we said yesterday, I wonder if Trump is going to say, you know something, I will pardon you. And I do believe this is an olive branch to say, listen, I'm not looking to put this guy in jail. I'm not looking to do any of these things. This is goodwill. And let's get past this. Let's work together as Americans. Now, again, this might work with Biden. It might work with Hunter Biden, even though Biden committed crimes. That's his own. That's something completely different. I do believe that these people that are behind the curtain, they're not going to go along with this because, once again, they still want control, they still want power, and they're still trying to push their agenda. And those are the people that are going to be held for treason. Those are the people, when you see them on the list of the Epstein client list and you see the list of Diddy, those are the people that are going to be tried and thrown into prison. And I think people are going to be very, very surprised who a lot of these people really are. Remember, there's different levels in the criminal syndicate. It's those people, the lower level, you know, people working the elections, those people that are on the streets as Antifa. They're being instructed, they're being paid, but they're really not calling the shots. Yes, the crimes that they commit, they should be held accountable. We also then have those people in government, in the House and in the Senate. They're bribed, blackmailed, they're told what to do, what laws that need to be passed, and they follow the instructions from up above. And then above that, who do you have? You have the president. Above that, you have people behind the curtain. So I do believe you have all these different layers, and most of these people, you really don't have to do anything with them unless they actually really committed a major, major crime. But most of these people will, you know, crawl away, hide away, and you'll never see them again. Those people that have been committing treasonous crimes at the higher level, I do believe justice is definitely coming to them. And those people that are on the ground, like Antifa, who are actually hurting people, looting, yes, these people should be thrown in jail. And I do believe we're going to see all of this, because in the end, all these people are going to lose. And remember, Trump said, listen, anyone that helps in cheating in the election, you're going to jail. And who won? Trump won, which means when they start to look at the elections, when they start to look at what these people have done, those people that tried to cheat, well, they're going to jail in the end. And we know the race is still going on in Arizona, because what they're doing right now is they're slow walking this, trying to figure out a way how they can create the ballots by not going over the number of votes that Trump has, but trying to make Ruben Gallego win against Kerry Lake, which is kind of impossible. I think in the end, Kerry's going to win. They're just slow walking this, and I don't think this is going to work out well for them. But you could see the feds, the FBI, they're very worried because they're afraid that Trump is going to come in and just basically fire a lot of people. Now, I do believe there are good people and there are really bad people in the FBI, but you could see those bad people, they're going to be fighting back with everything they have. They're going to send messages out to Trump and his supporters. Listen, don't come after us or you'll be sorry. And what's very interesting is that the Alfie Oaks home and farm, they were raided by the feds. The feds raided the Alfie Oaks Naples, Florida home and farm with a battering ram on Thursday. And remember, Alfie Oaks, they're an outspoken Trump supporter and owner of seed-to-table grocery stores, and they decided to raid their home. Julie Kelly put this out on X and said, "The feds are raiding the home and one business of Alfie Oaks, the owner of Seed to Table in Naples. Alfie is an outspoken Trump supporter. It appears the raid was conducted by the Defense Criminal Investigative Service, which investigates criminal behavior within the DOD. Expect a lot more of this by a desperate, corrupt Biden regime." Absolutely. And I completely and utterly agree with her. Because, again, just because Biden and Obama and Clinton, they're saying, oh, yes, peaceful transfer, yes, we're wishing him well. Well, they said the same exact thing in 2016. And you know that they really don't mean it because they're criminals. And they will go after the Trump supporters with everything that they have. Will they succeed? Not this time around. It's going to be very, very difficult for them. Actually, what's very interesting, out in New York, Mayor Adams has just announced to end the New York City food vouchers for illegal immigrants. Why now? Why after the election? Is the money going to dry up? Is he not going to get the funding that he needs? Starting to seem that way. It's amazing how all of a sudden everyone is flipping. Now, the other thing that's really good is that a federal judge has tossed Biden's attempt to legalize illegal immigrant spouses. The Biden administration, they endured another defeat when a federal judge tossed out an attempt to legalize hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants married to U.S. citizens. Introduced in the summer, the Keeping Families Together program from the Biden administration offered protection to migrants here in the United States illegally that are married to U.S. citizens. The Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker ruled that the program beyond Biden's executive authority, and American First Legal announced the decision on X, saying that we won our lawsuit with Ken Paxton, Raul Labrador, and a coalition of 14 states. We have officially stopped the Biden-Harris administration's illegal attempt to grant mass amnesty to hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. So their plan completely failed, and you need to remember they were setting this up for the next election. That's why they brought a lot of these illegals. Yes, there's many different agendas, but one of them was to set it up for the 2028 election. And think about it. Trump said he's going to deport all the illegals. If these people were made legal citizens, he wouldn't be able to deport all of these people. So now Trump has the ability to deport these people because their plan failed. Plus, they're not going to have these people as voters in 2028. So once again, another roadblock has been set up and their plan is not working the way they thought it was going to work. And that doesn't mean they're not going to come up with a different plan. They always do, because they try not to use the same plan over and over and over, because if you do, people know the playbook. And this is why Trump and the Patriots knew the playbook this time, and they were able to beat the deep state at their own game. But I do believe with this election, I think the deep state wanted to show everyone that the elections are not manipulated. Because if you really listen to Biden, when he was giving his speech, and actually, if you noticed, he was able to speak perfectly. He wasn't stuttering. He didn't mess up his words. He didn't move in different directions. All of a sudden, it looks like he's cured, which is kind of weird. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now, because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. But the other thing that's really, really interesting is that he said, "But from this election, you now know that the elections aren't rigged. The elections are perfect." So I do believe they did this to try to convince everyone that there's nothing wrong with the elections. Because you have to remember, the SAVE Act is sitting in the House. Who's going to control the House? The Patriots are. Who's going to control the Senate? The Patriots are. I think they're trying to convince everyone that the elections are secure and safe. Trump won. There's no reason to push the SAVE Act. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But the other thing that's really interesting is that there was a leaked report, and it warns that Venezuelans, they're sending intel operatives here to the United States. So human intelligence developed by frontline Border Patrol intelligence officers reveals that the possibility of formal covert operation being conducted by the Maduro regime. The operation is designed to infiltrate the United States using released inmates and pairing them with Venezuelan intelligence operatives to neutralize human targets within the United States. The report's narrative, generated by the Rio Grande Valley Sector Intelligence Unit, indicates that the released inmates from Venezuela prisons have been directed to travel to the United States alongside Venezuelan intelligence officers to track down former Venezuelan military members, politicians, and law enforcement officials within the United States and neutralize them. So that is really interesting. I wonder who else they're going to neutralize and who else is in this country. I think we know there's a lot of terrorists, a lot of these types of people in this country right now. And remember, they're able to come right in because we have open borders right now. No one's vetting. No one's checking these people. No one's doing anything. We know that's all about to change, and it's going to change. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, as soon as Trump won the election, all of a sudden, Truth Social stock started to fall, and it was plummeting. Now, that doesn't really make any sense. I mean, you would think, as Trump becomes president, you would think that people would want True Social, they would be all for it, stock would go up. But then we come to find out that, again, there were rumors out there started by fake news and others saying that since Trump became president, he's going to sell True Social. And when people started to hear that, they started to sell off their stock. You think they were doing this on purpose? Absolutely. Trump, he put this out on Truth, he said the following: "There are fake, untrue, and probably illegal rumors and or statements made by perhaps market manipulators or short sellers that I'm interested in selling shares of Truth. Those rumors or statements are false. I have no intention of selling. I hereby request that the people who have set off these fake rumors or statements and who may have done so in the past be immediately investigated by the appropriate authorities. Truth is an important part of this historic win, and I deeply believe in it. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again." And absolutely. Think about it. At one point, as True Social stock was going up and it was hitting $50 a share, Trump's True Social was worth more than X. And actually, they're putting out really good products on Truth. They have the TV streaming, and they're going to really push the technology. And you have to remember, True Social has no debt. So once again, you would think this stock would be forming absolutely incredibly well at this point. But let's see what happens. Let's see how this all plays out. And I wouldn't be surprised if the stock starts to go up because of this announcement, because letting everyone know that he's keeping it. And you would think the stock would actually skyrocket because he's going to be president. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see since the deep state players have lost the election, they are now calling for censorship, which is kind of odd. Why would you want censorship at this point? Oh, that's right, because they need to shut everyone up, because with everyone talking on Truth, everyone talking on X, everyone talking on Rumble and many other platforms, We destroyed the fake news, and they couldn't control the narrative. Western Lensman put this out and said, CNN Van Jones calls for social media regulation and a halt to unlimited amounts of money in politics. Interesting timing. Just happens to coincide with Elon Musk platforming free speech on X, becoming involved in politics, and Democrats convincingly losing the election. Kenneth with the Great responded to this and said, this is what the Democrats are actually saying. Our team lost the Electoral College, the popular vote, the House, and the Senate, and therefore we should censor the voices of the American people. And that is absolutely true. And the other thing that's really interesting, since Trump won the election, all the individuals on the left, they're all for guns now. They're embracing the Second Amendment. Wiest put this out and said, hello, queer friends. Are you feeling unsafe in your local community? Did you know you can get a Taurus G2C 9mm for under $300? Wow. Exercise your rights. Stay safe. Eric Daugherty responded to this and said, they lost to Trump, so their solution is to support gun rights and the Second Amendment? I mean, really think about this. Weren't they trying to take the weapons away from the people? Weren't they pushing gun control? Now, all of a sudden, they're more than happy to go purchase a weapon. It's very, very interesting what is happening right now. And remember, Trump was president before. Did anyone lose any rights? Did the women lose any rights? Did the gay community lose any rights? No, they didn't. Nobody lost anything. They were still able to get a job. They were still able to move up in corporations. They were still to be able to travel freely. Everyone was able to marry who they wanted. None of this went away. What rights did they actually lose? They lost absolutely nothing. And if you ask any of these people, tell me which rights you're losing. And if they say abortion, no, you didn't lose it. It just moved to the states. So if you live in the state that is all for abortion, you didn't lose anything. And most of the people live in those states, which is unbelievable. So what rights did they actually lose? Absolutely none, because the Constitution doesn't care about your skin color, doesn't care about your sexual orientation, doesn't compare about any of that. I mean, the only thing that I could think of that you're going to lose, which is not a right, is grooming children. Yeah, that you're going to lose because that is against the law. So is that what they're really talking about? Most likely, yes. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as soon as Trump became president, all of a sudden, Qatar is telling Hamas leadership they need to leave. Isn't that interesting? I thought that Qatar was going to protect Hamas, that they protect them in their country. Now they're telling them to leave. Ooh, everything's about to change. And what's very interesting is that we could see that they're no longer in control of what is going on. Remember, it's peace through strength. They know Trump is not on board with what they're doing. And he knows he will come down hard on them. And you could see everything is about to change. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is Vladimir Putin and CCP Xi Jinping, they're ready to restore relations with the United States under the Trump administration. If you notice, all the leaders are saying, you know something? Yeah, we got to restore relations. Here comes a strong leader. Peace through strength. We don't have the fools in the White House anymore. Everything is now changing. And the other thing that's really interesting is that Elon Musk, he joined a call with Trump with Zelensky. Looks like all that money is coming to an end. Zelensky now, he's going to have to actually negotiate peace with Trump, and they're going to negotiate peace with Russia, and all of these wars are going to come to an end. But again, you have to remember the deep state players, what are they going to try to do? They're going to try to start a war. And this is why I do believe the DOJ, and we talked about in the very beginning, this is why the DOJ came out with this whole indictment showing that Iran is behind the assassination and there's still someone roaming around in this country, or there might be other actors in this country, because I do believe they're going to try to attempt to do something. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this, they know the playbook, and I do believe the military intelligence right now is monitoring the entire situation. But when you look at Big Pharma, you could see they're not having a good time right now because RFK Jr. is coming into the picture. Trump is now president, And there's going to be investigations into what is really going on. And I do believe in the end, they're going to be losing their immunity and people will be able to file lawsuits against them, which means they just won't be able to repackage all these ridiculous drugs and everything that they've been pushing on us. They're going to have to make sure they dot their I's, cross their T's, and do extensive testing. And they're going to have to make sure everything's on the up and up. And I do believe we'll probably find out that there are many, many cures that they've been holding back. Because remember, do you make a lot more money treating the disease or do you make a lot more money curing the disease? Well, when you're treating it, you make a lot more money because it never ends. You can just keep treating, 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 treating. When you cure it, the disease comes to an end. And that's it. So I do believe this is why they've been holding back ivermectin. This is why they've been holding back hydroxychloroquine and probably many, many other jobs. And you can see that the head of Big Pharma, they are panicking right now. And what's very interesting is that AstraZeneca's China head, this individual is taken into custody by the Chinese authorities. So the Chinese president, Leon Wang, he has been detained by the Chinese authorities. And it looks like they're investigating for alleged medical insurance fraud in the country. Is that the real reason? Maybe, maybe not, but it's very interesting. And the timing is very, very interesting. And I do believe we're going to see other things happen. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is it looks like the police, the sheriff departments, they've had enough of this defunding the police, especially out in San Francisco. And the San Francisco's Deputy Sheriff's Association put this out on X and says, if any politician attempts to defund us or cripple law enforcement again, we will initiate, start to finish, a recall process of that politician. And you know what? Every single police agency should do the same thing. The people should do the same thing. Once again, if these politicians aren't following the Constitution, the people should automatically start a recall because they violated their oath and they should be removed from their positions. And when you look at the country right now, and people are starting to realize that Trump got the popular vote, he got the electoral vote, and when you look at the country, when it's broken down into counties, we are the majority. We can now control everything because now everyone can see it. And I do believe this is an awakening like we've never seen before. And I do believe Trump won by a lot more than they're reporting. But once again, can you imagine if they didn't use the ballots? I think they knew they couldn't win with the ballots. But think about if they didn't use the ballots, if they just let the election go and they didn't manipulate anything. I think people would have seen that Trump won by 80, 90% of the people and Kamala lost by an incredible amount. And I don't think they wanted people to see that she only got like 10 or 20 million people behind her because that would destroy them. So they needed to cheat just to a point where it was even with the other candidates from the past, except for Joe Biden, of course. And of course, what did they do? Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. $10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story, as usual. It's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. They used it to convince people that the elections are not manipulated whatsoever. And I think they've done this because they know the SAVE Act is sitting in the House and they know they lost the House, they lost the Senate. And I think they're going to try to convince those in Congress that we don't need it. See, the elections are on the up and up. But are they on the up and up? Because it looks like out in Pennsylvania, Senator Bob Casey, he's continuing to deny the results of the election defeat. And he doesn't want to give in whatsoever. Wait a minute. He's denying the elections? Is he saying that McCormick cheated? I mean, he should be arrested, shouldn't he? Even Mark Elias is out there saying the Pennsylvania Senate race is not over. More soon, which means they're going to sue. Well, Sean Parnell responded to him and said, the Pennsylvania Senate race is over, election denier. And if you file a frivolous lawsuit challenging the election results, we will have you disbarred. These are the rules now. Absolutely. And when you look out in Arizona, you can see they are definitely slow walking this as best they possibly can. Because again, they're trying to figure out a way how they can cheat Kerry out of this once again. Because remember, this is what they did when she ran for governor. But this time it's a little bit more difficult because Abe won, Trump won, and the results are in. Remember last time they all lost together and Trump wasn't running. So now all of a sudden there was a drop in Maricopa County and all of a sudden Kerry Lake was pushed up by 40,000 votes. Gallego only got 28,000, which is very, very interesting. So now when you look at it, Rubin, he's at 49.8%. Kerry's at 48.1%. And it's something like 43,698 difference, which is less than 2%, which is very, very interesting. And we have more ballots to count. Now, Harmeet Dhillon lets us know that their lawyers and trained observers monitoring the tabulation of ballots, duplicating an adjudication until we are done. I'm in constant touch with Kerry's lawyers and supporters about this, and we are watching every ballot drop. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is that Steve Richer, all of a sudden, he shut down his account on X. And this is because James O'Keefe released footage of Maricopa County election trainers claiming they cannot stop third-party ballot harvesting, with one stating, it's not our job to police that. Then why are they there? I mean, really think about it. But Liz Harrington explains what's happening out in Arizona. She says, you know why it's taking so long? They're trying to figure out how to keep Gallego below Trump, but higher than Lake. And they're printing all the ballots to match their bogus down ballot results. Ban voting machines, ban extended counting, and prosecute the cheaters. Absolutely. I think in the end, Kerry Lake is going to win. I think their entire mission is going to fail, and they won't be able to pull this off. And you're going to see Trump win, Abe win, and Kerry win. And we know the deep state players, they're going to continue to try to get Trump at every turn. I mean, Letitia James already said this. Mike Davis already told her, listen, we're going to put your fat ass in prison if you try anything. The Article 3 Project put this out and said, Big Tish James, you better be careful, because when you politicize and weaponize law enforcement against your political enemies, you are engaged in a very serious federal civil rights felony called conspiracy against rights under 18 U.S. Code Section 241. That's very interesting. And then Mike Davis put this out and said, Trump's opponents attempted to bankrupt him for non-fraud and imprison him for life for non-crimes and take him off the ballot and take off his head. Now they want unity. F them. Let's unify them in prison. And he's absolutely right. If they committed a crime, if they did something wrong, we need accountability. We need justice. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, like we said before, when Biden gave his address and he addressed the nation saying that we're going to have a smooth transition with Trump, same thing with Obama and Clinton and the rest. We know what happened back in 2016. But like I said before, what I found very, very interesting is what Biden said about the elections. And he let everyone know that the election results show that America's electoral system is sound and can be trusted, which means they do not want the SAVE Act. And I do believe they put that out there to try to stop the SAVE Act, to convince the American people that there's no problems with the elections whatsoever. Does anyone really believe that? I don't think so. Just like people don't believe what the FBI says. And the FBI, they are stunned and shell-shocked over Trump's re-election. And the people in the FBI, and I'm talking about the bad people, and they're out there saying that they are terrified that there will be a bloodbath of layoffs once Trump is inaugurated. Now, that's odd. I thought the fake news told us that when you say bloodbath, it's a secret siren call for violence. Now, that's really interesting. Are they saying that they're going to be violent, or they're calling for violence? Well, I think they are. Because think about it. This is what the FBI put out. This is on X. FBI statement on offensive and racist text messages. The FBI is aware of the offensive and racist text messages sent to individuals around the country and is in contact with the Justice Department and other federal authorities in this matter. As always, we encourage members of the public to report threats of physical violence to local law enforcement authorities. So this is what they're talking about. They're saying that black people in Texas, South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, and other states received text messages telling them that they've been selected for cotton picking. Well, number one, how did the people know that these people are black? Unless the FBI sent this message out, unless the FBI has this information. But how would people know what their race is? Can you tell by your phone? Does that make any sense? And why is the FBI monitoring hate speech? Shouldn't they be cracking down on real crime? Well, the only reason I would say they'd be doing this is because they're trying to start something. What are they trying to start? Most likely a race war. Do they want the black community to become angry? It's starting to seem that way, because what other reason would you put this out there? And where do you think all these messages are coming from? I think Thomas Massey has that answer. He says it's probably you all sending them. Pack your bags. Remember, they're very worried about what Trump is going to do. Remember, they're part of the criminal syndicate. The DOJ is part of the criminal syndicate. And then the DOJ decided to release this indictment that shows that there is an Iranian-linked plot to kill Trump before the election. Two are arrested. One remains at large. Now, why would they put that out at this point in time? Because they're letting everyone know that it's Iran. They're letting everyone know that Iranians might try to assassinate Trump. One guy's still at large. And if he tries to assassinate Trump, this is an act of war. I mean, it's almost like going back to when Archduke Ferdinand was killed. It started, what, World War I? Are they trying to do the same thing? What, didn't Obama make a joke about this or said something about this? And remember, Biden has said, yeah, this is an act of war if this happens. So it looks like they're trying to start this. Now, are they going to succeed? I don't think so. I think it will fail in the end. And think about it. Trump now has the people. He has the people behind him. He has the military behind him. And the deep state, they're panicking because they know their days are numbered. Darkness is now falling. Scott Adams put this out and said, winning the popular vote is the reality bender for Democrats. Democrats went to bed as the moral authority of the country and the majority opinion, they thought. They woke up canceled for being a cancer on the Republic. Imagine wrapping your head around all that and then learning about the fine people hoax. Total mind F. Absolutely. And they're having a huge problem, all these liberals. They can't function right now. But I do believe as time goes on and they see their lives improving and there's no concentration camps, there's no people rounding them up. You didn't lose any of your rights. Your life's getting better. You're becoming wealthier. Your currency is going further. You see improvements all around you. Things are just getting... I think people will be convinced that, hey, you know something? I think we were lied to. Some people, they will figure it out much later on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he announced Susan Summerall Wiles as the White House Chief of Staff. And he just made history. She just made history because she is now the first ever female White House Chief of Staff. I thought he was a woman hater. I thought he was a misogynist. But look at that. He brought a woman in and she really knows what she's doing. Actually, her nickname is Ice Maiden. Now, that is very interesting. So where did she get this name, Ice Maiden? It's due to her composed, calm demeanor in the high-pressure world of political strategy. So under pressure, Wiles is recognized for her ability to remain calm and composed, even in situations that are typically fraught with tension, showcasing a cool and collected approach to managing political campaigns. So you could see that Trump, he picked her for a reason. And I do believe she's going to do an incredible job. And I do believe there are many, many other people on his list that he's going to be bringing in. And we know Elon Musk is one of them. We know Howard Lutnick is probably another. I'm hoping for Attorney General, they either pick Kash Patel or Ken Paxton. We know that John Ratcliffe, he'll probably be coming in, probably going into the intelligence arena. I wouldn't be surprised if General Flynn is brought into this. And I do believe Trump, this time around, he knows the board, he knows DC, he knows that, hey, we need to bring in the best of the best, not rhinos, not these corrupt people. I can't have anyone, you know, choose people for me. I think he's been planning this for a very long time. I do believe his team has been in the works, probably going back to when he actually set the plan in motion, where he knew certain individuals, he was going to use them. And maybe other people came in a little bit later, but I do believe he knew once he saw the board, once he saw what DC was like, he put everything into motion. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, and MAGA Brittany put this out, and she made a thread on X, and she's talking about the 10 days of darkness. And this is what she says. 10 days from 10/26 was election day to 11/5. The 10 days have been completed. Scavino confirms by posting the same image of dark MAGA POTUS on 11/6. Trump has been silent ever since. Let's break it down. Let's start with Trump being silent. Silent equals dark. These are the last posts Trump made on X and on Truth, both on 11/5 at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Trump made his victory speech from Mar-a-Lago starting at 2:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and ended at 2:52 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Actually, it was from the convention center, not Mar-a-Lago. This was the last time we heard from him. If we go back to Election Day, Trump gave us a 7-year delta he posted on X at 107. Code, may God also grant all of us the wisdom to ask what concrete steps we can take to reduce violence and weaponry in our midst. Note when we just sent the go orders and when this tweet went live. Coincidence? Most likely not. On Tuesday morning, as polls started opening, Atlanta was reporting bomb threats from Russia, causing polls to temporarily close. However, it was quickly discovered that a Georgia poll worker had been arrested for mailing an anonymous bomb threat letter. All threats were reported as fake, and polls were reopened, given extended time for time missed. Note how fast this was discovered and handled. Pennsylvania also started reporting poll disruptions, reporting internet outages and bomb threats as polls started to open. However, the threats were reported as false and internet had been restored. I believe Starlink assisted with helping restore internet issues, allowing polls to remain open. Note again how quickly this was handled and restored. Trump put out a truth telling us the cheating in Pennsylvania has been discovered and that law enforcement was coming. It's important to remember these statements he truthed out before Election Day. He made clear that the election was being closely monitored and that anyone who was caught cheating would be prosecuted. With all this information, we could see in real time that cheating was happening in the election, but that it was being quickly captured and dealt with right away, leading me to conclude that the operators were active, especially after they had just been given the go order. It's clear that the disruption in their plan to cheat caused them to panic and use the delay count vote to stall reporting votes, preventing the states from declaring Trump the winner. The mainstream media was complicit by stalling to report real numbers. They appeared to be a lag when users on X were reporting high numbers and states being called sometimes 30 minutes to an hour before the mainstream media called them. And you definitely saw that during the election. You saw that they weren't reporting numbers. When you looked at X, when you looked at, say, Fox, they were actually pretty up to it. And then you looked at CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, and the rest, they weren't updating their numbers whatsoever. They were waiting for something. And you saw that very, very clearly. So right there, you can see that all of this happened. Let me continue. Coincidence that Trump was playing suspicious minds caught in a trap by Elvis on his way home to Florida from his last rally in Michigan? No, I do believe they were caught in a trap. So if POTUS is dark, what does that mean? I think it means he is well insulated and protected on Air Force One, and that he will not be addressing the nation on any of these issues as people are being indicted. How can he be on Air Force One if he hasn't been inaugurated yet? Well, remember, when he left the White House on 1-2021 by flying Air Force One to Mar-a-Lago, many of us were tracking that plane all day and we never saw it return to D.C. Biden flew in to be inaugurated on a private plane. One day, Biden eventually appeared on a plane that resembled a Air Force One, but it's strange that Air Force One would not return to D.C. once Trump was done using it. I think Trump still has it. Is it insulated on it? And will use it to fly into D.C. once operations have been concluded and his inauguration can occur. So what operations could be occurring? Q34, which is post-34, clearly lays it out. Senior public officials, mainly in D.C., are being arrested. Riots are being organized to try to prevent this. Many of us will be divided. We'll be getting an emergency alert from the military explaining what exactly is going on. And I do believe, as we move towards the certification, most likely this is their post-plan where they're going to try something like this. And it looks like they're trying to build the narrative up as we approach the certification. And I wouldn't be surprised if they moved everything from the elections to the certification process because they knew that they weren't going to be able to win the election. I think they cheated as much as they possibly could cheat, but they knew that they weren't going to be able to override the system. Trump knew what they were doing. They had a lot of roadblocks. But I think what they did was they said, okay, let's look like we were cheating. And this way we could say the elections were not manipulated. This way they don't have to pass the SAVE Act. And then we'll use our plan on the back end to try to keep Trump from getting into office. Remember, the mainstream media and everyone that called the election, these are projections. The elections, the actual results of the elections have not been certified yet. So yes, right now with the projections, he's the president-elect. Remember, they have to be certified on January 6th. And I do believe that's where they move their plan to. So we're going to have to see how this plays out, and we'll see what narrative they're going to build up. And we can see they're already building a narrative. But again, all these people that are panicking, all these people are worried that the best isn't going to come. Well, it's very odd because when you really look at what Trump is going to do and everything that he's talking about, yeah, we're going to have an incredible country. Green Lives Matter put this out and said, so let me get this straight. Trump has the greatest administration ever assembled, and they plan to end the Fed, release the Epstein and Diddy list, end men in women's sports, use the military to destroy the cartels, cleanse Big Pharma and Big Food, massively downsize the corrupt government bureaucracy, expose the CIA, FBI, and release the JFK files once and for all, and people tell me the best isn't yet to come? Really think about that for a second. And this is a very interesting delta. This is 4961, November 8th. It says, endless lies, endless wars, endless inflation, endless printing, endless oppression, endless subjugation, endless surveillance. Who will put an end to the endless? Taking control. And that's exactly what we did. The Patriots took control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email, and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind.